The legislation, Senate Bill 467, would progressively phase out high-impact, risky oil drilling methods like fracking and provide immediate protection for fossil fuel frontline communities facing exposure to toxic waste from active drilling wells. San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener is a sponsor of the bill.
Senate Bill 467 will ban new permits for a number of harmful oil extraction methods, including hydraulic fracturing, also known as fracking, acid well stimulation treatments, cyclic steam, and water and steam flooding. New permits and renewals will be banned starting in 2022, and these practices will be fully phased out by 2027.
Senator Wiener says that over the years, oil drilling techniques have become more invasive and consequently pose a greater threat to public health and safety.
Back in the day, they just sort of drilled and there was gushers and they just, you know, captured the oil and that was that. And it's gotten harder and harder over time, so they have to use these very destructive, extreme techniques.
One of these extreme techniques is called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, which extracts oil and gas from shale rock deep underground. It involves injecting high-pressure mixtures of water, sand, gravel, and chemicals into rock. Fracking has been blamed for poisoning local groundwater and air systems, and has contributed to seismic imbalances, resulting in sinkholes and even earthquakes. As a result of these risks, the legislation would also create buffer zones, known as setbacks, between drilling sites and local communities. Again, Wiener.
SB 467 will also ban oil and gas production of all types within 2,500 feet of any home, school, healthcare facility, long-term care facility, or prison by 2022.
Environmental and racial justice groups have called on Governor Gavin Newsom to use his authority to stop issuing new fracking permits, to no avail, though Newsom said that the legislature should ban fracking by the year 2024. Ingrid Brostrom, who represents the Center on Race, Poverty, and the Environment, says that she supports this bill because of the balance it strikes between establishing public health protections for communities and transitional opportunities for workers in the oil sector. Brostrom points to Kern County, where 70% of California drilling occurs.
17,978 of the 18,356 toxic oil and gas permits issued between 2015 and 2019 in Kern were issued in low-income communities already disproportionately harmed by pollution. We can no longer double down on a dying industry that is facing an inevitable and natural decline while ignoring the need to create opportunities for Kern County fossil fuel workers who will be facing real hardships in the coming decade.
The legislation includes provisions to facilitate the transition of fossil fuel workers to high-skill, unionized jobs in well remediation and sealing. The tens of thousands of active wells in Kern County in need of sealing, along with private sector incentives to train and hire displaced oil workers, could translate to sustained economic opportunity in communities most impacted by the departure of fossil fuel employers. Senator Monique Limon of Santa Barbara is co-author of the legislation. She says she hopes the legislation pushes forward dialogue around big issue challenges like fossil fuel extraction.
I think it's really important that California be part of these conversations, that we not shy away from difficult conversations. And I want to acknowledge that this is a difficult conversation. The use and reliance on fossil fuels is not easy. Trying to identify how we move forward in a way that thinks about all our community as a whole, including labor, and what that looks like, what a transition might be able to accomplish in the state of California.
The unveiling of SB 467 is seen by some as a legislative response to inaction on the issue by state agencies. Governor Newsom, who directed California's oil and gas regulators to adopt new health and safety rules over a year ago, promised a fix by the end of 2020, a deadline his office has extended to April 2021. If passed into law, the bill's proposed 2,500-foot buffer zones would only take effect if Governor Newsom's regulators fail to adopt an equal or greater buffer zone by July 2022. This is Noah Litwer reporting from Oakland, California.